flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hugh, this is the song. They got to come out to this in the Super Bowl.
Many men.
Sirianni's song.
We got to take care of business this weekend.
Well, that's true, and we will. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show live today from McGurk's in Royersford. What a great crowd. New location, great spot. Come on out. It is the fight for February, our rally in Royersford. Oh, we're going to get to the Nick Sirianni press conference coming up in about 9 minutes. Sirianni will talk today before their practice, and hopefully we get some good news on Cam Jurgens and Dallas Goedert. Both guys missed practice yesterday. But, Hugh, before we go any further here, we got a rally. It's not a rally, Hugh Douglas, without some Eagles chance. We've had some, but now we decided, listen, we have these great shirts to give away, T-shirts with Jeffrey greater than Josh, with the owners on Sunday. So we're giving them away. We got a raffle here. But, Hugh, we thought, let's make this like the pregame show.
Why not?
It's like a 48-hour pregame show. Let's get a listener and someone up here to help us, a fan, to do an Eagles fan. So, Hugh, we have Chris up here, not only a big Eagles fan, also a former wing ball contestant. Chris, what's up, buddy?
How's it going, guys? Let's go, Birds!
Chris, you ready for Sunday?
Yes, I am.
So tell us, what's the gut feeling, Chris? What are you feeling?
If the team can come together and play as well as they can, Jalen Hurts can be on fire, stay in the pocket, and just light them up. We're going to light them up.
Light them up. I love it. All right, Chris. We got a whole crowd here. We got people listening out there. You ready to lead everyone in Eagles chant?
Let's do it.
All right. The floor is yours, Chris.
Ready, guys? Let's go. E-I-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
There we go. Chris, appreciate it. Now we're talking. Now we are talking, Hugh Douglas. Chris, we appreciate you hopping up. Go Birds, and let's do this. Gut feeling on this Football Friday. You know, I'll tell you what. I was at an 8. I'm moving towards a 9 now. That made me more confident.
Well, that's good. You should stay at 9. Stay at 9. That's good for you.
I just need to stop seeing any Jaden Daniels highlights. I'll stay at a 9. I don't need to see those anymore. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Andy in Westchester's up. What's up, Andy?
Andrew.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's Andy, up, what's up, buddy?
Not too much. You got to split Kyle a gummy.
Kyle will be okay, man.
I'm fine.
I mean, yeah, he'll be okay.
You know, before you go on, Hugh's trying to calm us down. I like having the butterflies and the sweat 48 hours for the game. I don't want to calm down.
Yeah, you
live for this stuff.
You playing the game before the game even being played.
Right. Well, I'm not playing any games. I'm just trying to get ready to watch it. Andy, what's up? What are you thinking?
The thing is, I'm feeling good about it. I don't think we've been talking about it all week. You can't take these guys lightly. But the Eagles aren't going to, but I get, you know, fans having nerves. But I feel good. I feel really good going in. And people like to make Rocky comparisons on this station. I was thinking about it, and we're Apollo Creed. We're not Rocky. Because Rocky loses and Rocky won. So those are the guys trying to come up and be the next thing. And they're just, I mean, they're putting up a good fight, but I just don't see them winning.
You know, Andy, I like the analogy because I think it took us a while this season to recognize that we are really good, right? Because they started 2-2, the defense stunk in the beginning.
Because they didn't live up to the expectation that we set for them.
And it's looked different than we expected, but the Eagles are clearly the favorite, Andy. They're supposed to win. They're 6.5-point favorites. They're at home. In fact, right now, we're the favorite to win the whole thing. I mean, we are, in this analogy, we are Creed.
Yeah, well, you and Kyle have converted me to ride the D, but I think looking at it, and you think
that's right.
Usually when
you just said that on the air, too.
You ride the D, right to Pound Town, Hugh.
That's a lot.
Oh, we're taking the Commanders to Pound Town. There's no question. Whether or not you're riding the D, we're taking the Commanders to Pound Town.
You guys
you usually look at the quarterback as putting the team on his back. I think Saquon's putting the team on his back because he's not having it. he's just he's never been in a position like this, and I don't think he's going to give up. He's not going to let this go, this chance go. He's just going to carry us right through it.
Well, Andy, I'm glad you mentioned that, Andy. A good phone call. So, Hugh, usually when a team wins a championship, and this would be an NFC championship, right? Usually the first picture you have at the podium with the trophy is the quarterback, right? Uh-huh. And this is not taking anything away from Jalen. He deserves to be up there Sunday holding the George Halas trophy. But 2 years ago when the Eagles won the NFC championship, that's what like I wanted to see as a fan, because Jalen had been doubted. Jalen, no one saw that MVP caliber season coming. Yeah. And that was kind of his moment, right? Like, yeah. I made it.
Yeah.
You know who I want to see?
Saquon.
This is now same teams, teammates, but like when I picture them winning Sunday, and I picture, the Fox broadcasters given, and the commissioner, if he's there, I don't know if he's going to be here or in Kansas City, but when they give the George Halas trophy, I want Saquon to hold it up.
He will. The quarterback's going to hold it too, but Saquon's going to be on stage. They're probably going to hold it together, you know, and he's going to talk about, Saquon's probably going to be out there crying, which I would expect him to be because I can't stress it enough, how his life has changed from the six seasons that he was in the NFL in one season, and to be a part of this, regardless of what happens this weekend, even though I predict we're going to win. But, man, this has been, for him, one hell of a ride.
The best way I could describe the difference, Hugh, Saquon Barkley in the first 6 years of his career was really just – you thought about him for fantasy football, right? He never played in any big game. He played in two playoff games. He won one, lost the one here.
He was a fantasy running back.
But, no one watched their games most years. They were a terrible football team. It's like he wasn't on prime time much. Like he wasn't in the NFL public conscious other than we knew he was good, right? We knew he was obviously a tremendously talented player. Now he's playing in the biggest games, and he's got one win from playing in the biggest game. And as Elliot has pointed out, Hugh, he's a couple games away from having, what does Elliot call it, the winner's rushing record? The most total rushing yards when you include the playoffs? So I want to see him raise that trophy on Sunday. Let's go to John in Long Island. What's up, John?
Hey, guys.
What's up, John?
I'm just wondering, why are you guys not talking about how Jake Elliott made our hearts almost stop on last week?
Why are you not talking about that, Joe?
Why are we talking? Why aren't
on the kicker, hold man? On. Like, seriously,
well,
it's a big deal.
Those two extra points.
You don't think it's a big deal?
I don't think it's a big enough deal to do a 4-hour show.
Well, no, I don't think so either. But it is a big deal.
They talk about it. It ain't that big a deal, man.
Hugh, it's not for one play on Sunday. He's the reason we lost.
Listen.
He missed two extra points.
Okay, fine. Talk about the kicker, man. We had these 5-6 minutes to talk about. Go for it. You got it. The floor is yours.
Listen, what I'm saying is, let's say Jake goes out there and after their first touchdown, and I think they're going to score multiple touchdowns, and he misses the first extra point. Do you then just sit him for the rest of the game? I think they should just go for two-pointers from that point. Because think about how many points. Last week, we were at least at 14 points on that final drive, and then it's only a touchdown, so we're not going to lose the game if they don't make that massive play by Carter. If they're up by 7, at least you're feeling a little more comfortable and you're not as desperate.
Well, of course, because, John, you'd get the ball back at worst tied, right? Like, so the worst-case scenario would be overtime rather than the worst-case scenario would be losing. Yeah, John, I think we're playing with fire with him. I've thought this the entire year. It hasn't bit them with a loss yet, but, yeah, I mean, they got two games to go. I don't feel comfortable at all with Jake Elliott. I just hope he doesn't ruin everything.
How do you suggest we fix this problem with Jake Elliott?
No, they're not going to. But doesn't mean I have to feel okay about it. It's like having a bad closer in baseball. It's like you hope it doesn't ruin everything, but it could. I mean, I don't know how you feel good. He's missing extra points.
And being an Eagles fan, you know it's coming down to that final play every single week. They could be up by 40 points. It's coming down to that final play every week. They're killing us.
So I think John brought up an interesting hypothetical there. John, appreciate it. If he misses the first extra point, do you start going for twos?
No, you let him do his thing.
But what if he just misses every one? You can't let – can't let him lose
the game. You asked me a question, and I gave you an answer. If he misses the first one, I'm going to give him a chance to kick another one.
Then? He missed two last week.
That is a proposition or something that I'm going to cross that bridge when I get to it. But he's going to get two. He's going to get two opportunities. He'll get two. Now, on the third one, all depends on how tight the game is or if I got bungholitis. But I look at it like this. I know this game is going to be tight. I don't think it's going to be Jake Elliott kicker tight. I don't think it's going to be that. I understand people's concern, and I'm not trying to diminish your concerns about the kicker, but I don't think it's going to be Jake Elliott kicking one-point game tight. I don't think it's going to be that. Definitely don't think it's going to be that.
So it might not, but it also could be the difference between up two scores in the fourth quarter and up one.
I hear you. Right? Like, I hear you.
Like 10 is way different than 7 or 8.
No, I get it. I get that.
Yeah, that's where I agree with you. I don't think it's going to be a one-point game, but he makes or misses, we feel comfortable versus not quite as comfortable like last week.
It's going to be – this game is going to have its twists and turns. It really, really is. But at the end of the day, the Eagles prevail. Because they're coming in – you have to think. It's almost like a heavyweight fight where you have one fighter that's known for power and a little bit of speed, and then you have another fight. It's a cagey fighter. Good fighter, young up-and-comer cagey. But you got to figure out a way to not get hit with that knockout blow.
Sure.
That's what the Commodores are. They're looking for ways to keep this game as close as they possibly can and try to win it late in the game. That's what they're trying to do. That's going to be their philosophy. Because just try to stand toe-to-toe with us and go blow for blow, they're not able to do that. I don't care how good their quarterback's been playing. Because you've been playing in a way where you like to throw the football. You put the ball in harm's way. You've benefited tremendously from that, but at some point your luck's going to run out, especially if you're back there with a much better secondary man for man, and you only got run receiver that you're actually trying to get it to. Because in a perfect world, Zach Ertz, as good as he's played, do you worry about him matched up one-on-one with any of our linebackers as far as speed is concerned?
He's not outrunning people.
Yeah, I don't think so. So I feel like your best chance to win – because I feel like we're taking away the running game. It's Scary Terry.
And Daniel's legs.
Yeah. I mean, there's your two. And I'm trying to take both of those away from him. I'm taking the quarterback away with the spy. And I got Quinyon for Scary.
Well, Quinyon practicing yesterday was a big thing. All right, 215-592-9490 for the Sirianni press conference coming up in just a matter of minutes here. Yeah, so when you go to Sunday, Sirianni's got a couple things he's got to think about. One, how often Dan Quinn's going to go for fourth downs, and does Sirianni match? Does he get aggressive, or does he just do his more conservative thing the way he's done most of the season, let's say since October? And the other thing he's got to think of is Elliott, right? Like, how much does he trust him? If it's a 50-yard field goal, is he giving it to him in the first quarter? The Elliott thing's been so up and down, and I think publicly Sirianni's been very, like, I trust him.
Been very positive.
But I think your actions speak louder than words. Coaches always say they trust their players. I mean, and then they either put them on the field in a big moment or they don't. So we'll find out if he misses another kick on Sunday how much he trusts him. Now, here, the one thing that's funny is he made all his field goals last week in the
Yeah.
He missed the extra points.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, that's weird because you would think that the field goals would be a lot harder than extra points because the extra points are like right there.
I think one of the field goals was 44. Yeah, the extra points were 35.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of weird, but yeah, it's just one of those things. I understand people's concern with that, but I just don't, I'm not putting that much stock in
it. Well, I think part of why people are concerned is 2 years ago we did the same thing with the punter, Hugh.
In the Super Bowl?
This is almost as big as the Super Bowl.
I mean, I get it, but I just feel like when you talk about man for man with this team, it's not going to come down. It's not going to be a one-point game like that. It's probably going to be more like a six. It's probably going to be like 6 or 7.
But 6 is 9 if he makes the field goal.
The
game is just totally over at that point. 215-592-9490. Let's check in on our poll question today on the gut feel on this football game at WIP Midday Show on Twitter today. We ask, gut feeling for Sunday, Eagles win close, Eagles win big, or deep down, I'm scared? This is our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Hugh, where do you think the voting went? Three choices. Eagles win close, Eagles win big, deep down, I'm scared. What got the most votes?
I'm going to say Eagles win close.
That got the most votes at 46%. Next?
I'm scared.
That actually got the least. So Eagles win big at 33%. 21% deep down, I'm scared.
Okay.
It's an interesting breakdown. So 79% feel a victory, 21% deep down, they are scared. And there's probably some people out there like Kyle that are going back and forth. Kyle, 12 o'clock hour, what's the gut feel now?
I'm feeling a little bit better as the day goes on.
Oh, good.
Waffling.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm a mess. It's just, it's not that, like, I'm scared per se. It's just, I don't want to lose. Like, this is coming from a place of, I know, but I'm not putting on this fake bravado, like, hey, we're going to kick their ass. Like, it's a 6.5-point line. Anything can happen in this game. So I just, you know, I'm not going to feel better until the game's over. Sorry.
No, I'm not that 31-17 confident, but I'm confident they win.
Yeah, no, I haven't gotten there either. No, I have a score in my head. We'll talk about it later. But it's more closer to a field goal or 4 points than it is, you know, 14 points. That I don't see. We'll get the Nick Sirianni press conference coming up in just a couple minutes here. Let's go to Barry in West Philly. What's up, Barry?
Hey, what's up, man? Look, man, I'm so pumped about this game, I can barely contain my excitement. Come on, y'all. You got to get on the bandwagon.
Who does? Kyle?
Come on, it's playoffs, man. We know this thing. Hey, look, man, it was said already. This thing runs through Philly, man. It's our time now.
Barry, home field advantage, the crowd. It does. And they earned this. They got the 2 seed, and they got the gift last week, the Lions going up. Barry, we got to take advantage of this.
Look, man, I'm about to do this thing the same way that I did it last week. Yo, Kyle, cue the music, baby.
Cue the music, Kyle.
This is rolling to the ring for the last time this season. We're going to leave this thing with Cornelius. For a reason. You told Jalen Hurts to run. That is, if you dare, you're about to find out why no one likes us. We don't care. Man, what gets you better than kids? Because the price you did just cost you. If it's a flower you're looking for, I'll give you a war. Broken and defeated, now watch your soul rising to new heights. Life shining over me, watching with every move we make with envy as we host that Lombardi Trophy. So before you make another threatening monologue, can hurt. Stronger to meet your commanding officer, the phone great Philly Dog.
Appreciate you, Barry. We got the spelling right, dude, which is half the battle, as we found out this week. How about the mayor redeeming herself on the afternoon show?
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. Didn't get a chance to hear it,
well,
but I heard
the spelling was correct, herself. Which is really that's.
It's too late now because she lives in infamy. They've already made T-shirts about that spelling. It's a wrap.
Well, she's not the
but
first.
But she leaned
one.
Into.
I mean,
it.
Someone on our
it,
show this week also spelled it wrong.
No, she leaned into. We ain't talking about that person. We talking about the mayor.
I know,
mayor. We
you
talking
said
about
it lives in infamy.
I did that as a teaching moment.
No,
though.
Did. You
did. I did it as a teaching.
Oh, you stop
because,
it.
That's
no,
a lie.
I did because listen,
flat out,
I did do it as a teaching.
You're lying to the whole
because. What you talking about? Because I'm the one that told y'all I did it. You didn't even know.
You are a fraud.
No, actually,
I'm not a fraud.
I did, and I didn't want to embarrass you.
Y'all didn't know. I gave y'all a teaching moment there. I taught you guys that sometimes it could be a little, you know, it could be a little unnerving.
I think as a good co-host,
you
can only really embarrass your co-host once a month. And last week, I had to point out that you called me John by accident. So I was letting the Eagles misspelling go this week.
I did it on purpose. No, teaching moment, man.
Kyle, is there any chance he did it on purpose?
Going to.
Actually, zero.
There's a teaching moment. It was a teaching moment.
Yeah, all right. Let's go to Aaron, who's up next. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia!
Aaron, what are we feeling?
You know, I had a premonition midweek, and Joe, I gotta tell you, I'm kind of the anti-Joe Gilio.
Okay.
You're an herbivore, I'm a carnivore. I've been on the carnivore diet for like 3 months. I lost 30 pounds. But so
good for you.
I'm on a credit card in butchering, right? So I went and I bought this 20-pound chuck roll. And I went on the YouTube, and I was going to learn how to do it, right? And I just destroyed the steak. I absolutely did not know what I was doing. And during the time of the video rolling on YouTube, out of nowhere comes up the NFC Championship game, the Eagles versus the Minnesota Vikings. And I just got that feeling that that's exactly what's going to happen this weekend.
Patrick Robinson, Nick Foles, Flea Flicker. Aaron, who's returning an interception for a touchdown? Cooper DeJean, Quinn Young.
The Commanders are going to drive down the field the first drive of the game, they're going to score a touchdown. We're going to be like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? And then Nick Fangio and our gangrene defense is going to make the changes, and they're going to explode 38-14. It's time to circle the wagons, light the fires, put the little boys away, because the Cowboys are coming to town. And just like the late, great Carl Weather said, there is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. Let's go.
Oh, now we're talking. Aaron, good phone call. Aaron woke up early in San Diego to yell on the radio with us. I like that. So he picked 38-14. That's blowout.
I hope so. I don't think so, but I hope so.
Can I give you the path to a blowout?
What's the path to a blowout?
So you know how you mentioned earlier you compared the way the Commanders go for all the fourth downs to, like, live by the three, die by the three?
Yeah.
So once in a while you have a game in the NBA, and it happens in the playoffs, the finals, all the time, where a team will shoot lights out, right, and then they could beat anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But that same team could have a bad three-point shooting night, and they get blown out. So there's a world where the Commanders go for six fourth downs, and this week they only get one, and that's how we blow them out.
Yeah,
there's also a world where they get four of them, right, and then, we got a
or
game.
Or pick six, and we take it to the house.
Woo!
That can happen. This game, I predict that whatever the Commanders do, whoever gets the ball first, the Commodores, they're going to try to do some shock and awe. They're going to try to score on their first drive. Like, they're going to do everything in their power to make it a track meet or try to throw the Eagles off. I think that's going to be their game.
They're going for the fourth down.
Yeah, they probably bomb damn the torpedoes. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to, you know, get a chunk play in the first couple series. Seriously. So, yeah, they're going to try to do everything that they can to get that leg up. Because the longer this game goes on and you get lathered up, like Coach used to say, then it's gonna work in our favor, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, there's also that the extra aggression. They could also make a mistake,
yeah,
right, if you do that.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably have to have some of those
plays.
They're
going to try to crowd the crowd up quick, man. Because they did that. That's what they did when they were in Detroit. They took the crowd out of it. That crowd was on a roller coaster ride in that game in Detroit.
Well, that's why if we get up, and that's why I was saying the other day with Sirianni, with his decision making, I want to put my foot on their throat because they were down. I mean, they were down 7-3 to Detroit. Detroit was driving. They forced a fumble and the game changed. You know, they didn't. It wasn't like they went up, you know, 14-0 on Detroit. They were down early, but they responded. If we get up on them, we got to put our foot on the throat and just end this football game. I know we're all talking about being close, a nail biter, and Kyle's, you know, sick back there. I'd much rather just find a way to get up big on them early. And then, Hugh, the one thing that it's difficult to imagine is a rookie quarterback down 14 or 17 having to throw.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, and having them come back.
Yeah, then we can pin our ears back. Nolan Smith and Josh Sweat.
Yeah.
Then now we're talking.
See, like, a little bit of that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way to do this from that perspective. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to what we got here. We got Tom in Middletown. What's up, Tom?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Tom, listen, what are you feeling, buddy?
I have.
All right, let's get
analogy
to Nick Sirianni. We'll go back to Tom. Go ahead. All right, there it is. The Nick Sirianni press conference. Some updates on the injured guys. Goddard and Juergens will see. Progressing on Juergens. They're at practice soon. Yeah, Sirianni's playing coy here. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We're live today. The Fight for February rally in Royersford. We got a great crowd here. We got Eagles chants going on as Sirianni's talking there. It's their new location in Royersford. Come on out. Your phone call's coming up here. Gut feeling for Friday. Plus, a defensive strategy for the Commanders that may actually end up biting them in this game. We'll discuss it right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yeah, let's talk about bacon because I completely forgot about I was going to talk about bacon. But let's specifically talk about Hatfield bacon. You know, I love eating bacon. I can eat bacon all day long. It's delicious, and there are so many different flavors to choose from and cuts, like hardwood smoked bacon, applewood smoked bacon. They got thick-cut hardwood smoked bacon, and then there's my favorite, that extra thick-cut bacon, maple brown sugar. So do yourself a favor and get you some Hatfield bacon today. Head to simplyhatfield.com and put some pork on your fork.
Welcome back, Midday Show, live today. Listen to this. Oh, it's a great crowd. Welcome back. We are live today at McGurk's in Horsham, our rally in Royersford. What's up? Hugh, we've been to all the McGurk's, Horsham and Fort Washington. This is our first time here. This place is awesome, Hugh. This is one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, and they're pretty rowdy. This crowd is really, really rowdy,
See,
man.
See, they're ready.
They're loud and boisterous.
I know it's only Friday. It feels like Sunday. It feels like we are in game day mode here as the Eagles get set for the NFC Championship game. All right, we'll find out shortly here if Cam Jurgens is on the practice field for the Eagles. Same thing with Dallas Goedert. Hugh, what'd you make of Sirianni saying they're progressing?
It's just playing, being coy. Like I said, if they're able to play, they're going to play. There's no doubt in my mind. They're going to play if they're able to play.
So, you know, so a couple things about today. We'll find out if they practice at all. And then they have to get – the NFL makes you give them a game designation today. So there's three – if you're injured at all, there's three designations, right? You're either questionable, which typically means you're going to play. You're doubtful, which means you're probably not going to play. That was Zay Flowers last week for the Ravens. He was doubtful he didn't play. And then you're out. Hugh, if I had a guess, I don't think they're going to list either of them as out, right? They're going to, I don't think they would take that and just give the Commanders that information on a Friday.
No.
So they'll be questionable or they'll be doubtful. We'll find out in the next couple hours. We'll get a report as well. And as soon as we hear if they're on the practice field today, we will let you know. All right, 215-592-9494 for gut feeling on this huge football Friday. Eagles win close, Eagles win big, or deep down, are you scared? It's okay to say it. Kyle came in that way today.
I'm scared. Didn't Rocky tell his wife he was scared? I'm scared, Adrian.
Listen, even Rock admitted he was scared, too. I mean, it's at some point, everyone gets scared. It happens.
Yeah, I mean, it does, but not this weekend.
Not for you. For some people out there, there might be some nerves out there. All right, 215-592. I mean, 20% of our poll said deep down they're scared. So a lot of people obviously have some nerves building up as we get close to this game. But I my gut feeling is they're going to win. And they're going to win on a big Saquon run in the fourth quarter of this game. All right, speaking of Saquon, Hugh, the idea of a team loading the box against the Eagles and playing eight men in the box, it sounds like a way maybe that you could take Saquon away or limit him.
That's the premise. That's the game plan.
But it also could lead to some big plays. Let's hear Get Up talking about the idea of the Commanders trying to load the box against Saquon.
More likely to have explosive runs when a team is loading the box.
Yes.
But when it's Saquon Barkley, it's even more dangerous because we saw last week he'll set these blocks up. It's something that Jeff and I have talked about a lot, that there are some running backs that you hand the ball to and they run to where the play is designed. There are some running backs who you hand the ball to and it's reminiscent of Le'Veon Bell, where he'll put his head in one hole.
Yes.
And then you move over there and then Jeff then has leverage. Then he'll come back to find the hole that he's then created. And then if you're all loaded in the box, one person gets out of the gap, you're already on the safety.
That's
and
right.
Then, again, it's the safety in open field, and we've seen Saquon do it far too many times this season.
Yes, and that's why I'm less worried about the Philadelphia Eagles pass game.
Right.
Because they're so special in the run game. And if a team decides to overcommit to stop the run, you are leaving A.J. Brown one-on-one. And you say what you want about Jalen Hurts or any quarterback in the NFL, all of them can throw the ball effectively when you have one-on-one coverage and A.J. Brown.
And
think the Notre Dame-Ohio State game.
Right.
You're going to put that guy out there on an island on A.J. Brown, it's going to get ugly.
Like where your head is.
And a lot of...
Well, Hugh, this is why the Eagles' offense is so dangerous, because if you do one, you have the threat of the other. Now, the pass game has not been great lately, but if you stack the box, two things. One, he hits home runs against the eight-man box because there's no other defense. Like, once he gets past that, the last run Sunday, right, his last big run, he bounced it out, and there was nobody left.
That's what he was talking about. Was that Dominique Foxworth?
Yes,
that was talking. He was talking. That's exactly what he's talking about, because that play was designed to hit up inside. And you saw when you have Saquon's angle, he bounced to the outside. The safety or somebody was going to come inside to get that run fit. And when he bounced it outside, he had to come back outside to try to get Saquon. And then Saquon was off to the races. You're not about to arm tackle that man.
No.
And that's what he tried to do. And that's exactly what he's talking about. That's why in the run game, you have to stay committed to it. And you have to be able to pass efficient enough. I was about to screw that word up. Efficient enough to keep the defense honest. That's what this game is going to be. I know everybody's talking about Jalen Hurts throwing the ball down the field and everything. Jalen Hurts needs to throw the ball efficient enough to keep that defense guessing what they're going to do in certain situations. That's all he has to do.
Let's hear from Saquon this week talking about facing, you know, a loaded box against the Commanders.
It's a numbers game. When you load a box and you bring extra people into the box, it's a beautiful thing because it's hard to run and you got to be gap disciplined and wearing the right gaps. It's hard to run against, don't get me wrong, but I feel like myself as a back, being patient and having that home run speed, if you load a box and we get through, there's really no one back there.
I mean, Hugh, his combination of breakaway speed when he gets through the first level and the patience within the beginning of the run and the power, it's rare. I mean, He is a rare player.
And he's a home run hitter, man. We talk about his rare size and his speed, and he hasn't shown any signs of slowing down. And that's why I was so bullish this week when I said, listen, whatever this game calls for, you have to be willing to do as a player. That's why I said, Joe, if he has to carry the ball 50 times in this game today, so be it. Well, this weekend, so be it. You got 2 weeks to rest. You got 2 weeks to rest. I will do what I have to do to get you ready to play in the Super Bowl. But right now, it's all hands are on deck. And that's why I believe that if either one of those guys, you talk about Cam or Dallas, if they're ready to go and it's a pain tolerance thing at that point, then they're going to play. If it's anything that could, like, structurally damage them for the foreseeable future, then they're not going to play. But this is one of those games where you're like, hey, man, the hay is in the barn. This is what you live for. And this is what you've worked so hard for in all season, for this moment right here. All hands on deck.
So I was just, as you said it, that he hasn't slowed down here before we go back to the phone lines. I just did some quick math. It's amazing how he still looks this fresh.
Yeah.
Do you know how many touches he now is up to this season?
Like 425?
435.
Well, look at me. I'm getting,
you were close.
Me getting mad.
That
getting
was
my
pretty
math.
Darn close, you. The wildest part is, if you just play it out, if we got two more games, you could easily see him approaching 500 touches.
And you know what? He's not. If he does, he's not going to care. Because that's what this game is.
Yeah.
It's not going to care. Like I said, my coach Joe said, you could do anything for two games. You could fly a plane, and I don't even know how for two games if you have to.
I don't know if you could do that.
I mean, that's just felt like being progressive in my thought process. I'm always wrestling or fighting something. So I just said,
fly a plane. That's a little dangerous. All right, we got some news here, Kyle. Is Cam Jurgens at practice?
Yeah, he's practicing today. He's out there.
All right, that's big news. Cam Jurgens out of practice today.
He just needed a day.
Yeah, well, he needed two. He didn't practice Wednesday either.
Well, I'm telling you what's going to happen. Dr. Bombay going to come holler at him on Sunday. He'll be all right.
He might have brought him today. So Cam Jurgens is out of practice today with a helmet in hand. That is good news for the Philadelphia Eagles. Back to the phone lines here. Tom in Middleton. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up,
hey, Tom?
Tom,
what's up?
Listen, I've got a Rocky analogy and a game plan.
Okay, right, I like those. Go ahead.
The Rocky analogy I have is the original Rocky when he starts training in the meat room and he's hitting that side of beef. He doesn't start drawing blood on his hands until he hits it for a while. I think we got to go out right from the gate and be physical, and by the end of the middle of the second quarter, the Redskins could be bleeding by then.
So they'll be like that dangling meat in the freezer, just like the blood on Rocky's hands.
I don't think they're going to go quietly into the night.
It doesn't. That blood didn't come right away. It took consistent pounding.
It's like the run game. You got to keep going. You got to keep pounding in the run game.
Yes, we got the run game, and then also, too, we've got two big receivers, and I didn't even know about Goddard like possibly being injured, but he was part of my game plan.
Goddard's always banged up, so we don't react as much to him because it feels like every week. But go ahead, what's your game plan, Tom?
Okay, all right, if Jalen's going to be like maybe hobbled, I don't know if he is or not, but you keep the short passing game, quick releases. You could throw 7-8 yard passes to A.J. Brown on a slant or to Goddard, and they're going to get gas. They're going to get yards after the catch. So just keep moving the sticks, and then eventually, after we do that, and then a dose of Saquon, then Smith is going to be open late in the game for a long one, by surprise. So I'm telling you, if you do the 1-2 on these deep people and just beat them up early, just keep moving the sticks, keep the ball out of their hands.
Yep.
And then another thing that I don't want to see is I want our defense to be aggressive, but now you got Jaden Daniels kind of becoming the face of the NFL. He might start getting key calls. So I want to be aggressive.
Yeah, it's got to be controlled aggression, Tom. I want to hit him, too. And if he runs, we'll put bodies, you know, hit him. But you gotta be smart about it. I mean, Tom, I agree with that. And I got good phone call to him. I like the Goddard call. Goddard's been, for really his whole career with the Eagles, he's been pretty consistently good in the playoffs.
Like, yeah.
You go look at his games, 4 or 5 catches almost every time. I think he had the most receiving yards last Sunday. He's pretty consistent in the postseason.
Yeah, it's all hands on deck, man. It's everybody's going to have to contribute in their own way. You know, if it's blocking, you know, catching balls or whatever it is, tackling people, I mean, everybody's going to have their contribution this Sunday.
Well, it is. And look, the Commanders probably have better corners than they used to in the past. They have Lattimore now. They have a rookie. They play a lot. So it's not as easy for our receivers to dominate like it was 2 years ago. They can. But Goddard might be the X factor in the past game. You know, he was last week. Josh in Wilmington. What's up, Josh?
Yo, guys. What's happening?
Hey, Josh.
Oh, man. You know, yeah, I was saying to Kyle, he asked me how am I feeling, and I was like, man, I'm happy. You know? Like, this is the greatest feeling to have, right? And the where I went with this today, like, I just thought about the roller coaster of emotions we've been on since the beginning of the season to where we are now. Like, an awful lot of Jillio yelling and screaming every day at the beginning of the season. It was almost like, oh my God, yelling. And then Hugh, I mean,
trying to fire the coach, all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and we've watched Nick Sirianni, like, you know, he conjection-riddled pressers all the way through to when he shaved his head, and then he pivots and becomes everyone's favorite coach, at, like, overnight. I mean, how remarkable some of the stories have been, and then our narratives tied into them all. Like, I mean, come on, Hugh, you got to rock a green beard.
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster.
You made your take turned into the Terminator. I mean, it's been awesome. Awesome.
And Josh, it has been a wild roller coaster ride since September. This thing started in Brazil, and then 2-2, and then, you know, they've been fired since then, and the quarterback up and down. It's been and the crazy part is they're one step away from the Super Bowl now.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, so
your phone is garbage.
Put a bow on it, right? I'm with Hugh, and Hugh's been pretty on point with this is the playoff, right? I mean, this is the playoff, so a blowout, no chance, Jim Nance. However, I mean, I'm looking 4 or 5 point victory. Sure, that's awesome. You know, but we're at home. We could beat the crap out of these guys. We'll push them all over the field. It's just a matter of, you know, playing some mistake-free and imposing our will. And we will, right? I mean, it's what we've done all season. And I'm stoked to watch his defense just go out there and take control of the up-and-coming quarterback in a division because that's what the better team does.
I'm glad you mentioned the defense. Josh, you're right about that. And Hugh, we had a discussion in December. Where does this defense rank of the greatest Eagles defense of all time? If they finish this by shutting down Jaden Daniels and then whoever it is, right, Allen or Mahomes, I mean, it's there. It's right there. How do you put anything over it?
Oh, no, they'll be talked about if they finish this thing finish it out.
And they got to finish against two big quarterbacks.
Yeah, they'll be talked about, like, along with those great defenses, Buddy Ryan defenses,
but
and stuff like
because
that.
Because those teams didn't win playoffs.
Yeah, they didn't win anything. So, yeah, no disrespect to Seth and those guys that played, but that's what you're talking about. You go from worst to first in one season.
Yep.
That's pretty significant, man, because even in my guesstimation about how this defense was going to play, never thought that they would be in the position that they're in now.
Nobody did.
And it took, and if you're being honest about it, it took you to at least week 13 or 14 to really start giving this defense their props. Think about that for a minute. The way this defense had been playing all season long, you didn't really hear people talking about them as a deciding factor nationally until late in the season.
So I think it was two things. One, the first 4 weeks were bad, right? So that was and last year was bad. So I think when people looked at the overall numbers, you had a mix in the bad with the good. You're right. It took until November for us to be like, wait a second.
Because not a heralded defense. When you talk about outside of Jalen Carter being in his second season, it wasn't a heralded defense. You didn't have a whole lot of name brand players on that side. You know, you had Slay and guys like that.
But he's older, yeah.
Yeah, a little older. You know, you had the young rookies and everything, but they emerged. You have Zach Bond that came out of nowhere. and he's been a stalwart player for this team. And then, you know, the history of us in the linebacker spot, for him to be the catalyst, if you will, on the side of that side of the ball, playing the way he's playing, it's pretty big, man.
You know when it started to click in for me was that Bengal game when they really did a number on Burrow.
Yeah.
And then I think the one that really cemented it was the Ravens game, right? They went to Baltimore.
That was impressive.
And they held Lamar down. I was like, whoa.
It was impressive for me when that whole third quarter, they were out there on the field, and I had a friend of mine text me, and he's like, damn. The Baltimore Ravens had the ball for them the whole third quarter.
They didn't score.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I was like, you're right. And then I started looking at them differently. I'm like, damn, they don't even look tired. That's why it's funny when people say, well, you're putting too much stress on the defense, and the offense needs to pull their weight.
Well, they do.
I mean, they do, but hell, if it don't happen, I'm not worried about this defense.
Well, so it's one thing to do it so far. They're going to have to beat, and you could say what you want about Daniels, rookie, whatever. To beat Mahomes or Allen.
Oh, no, you're going to need more.
Yeah,
but
the offense is going to have to show up.
The defense stood on his ear, man.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. They've been incredible. Let's go to Black Gritty, who's up on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Hey, guys. So, this Friday, I'm not even hyped. I'm super angry. I made the mistake of trying to listen to Commanders Radio. It's trash panda season down there.
Oh, what are they doing down there?
So many callers are calling about just going after Jalen's knee and taking his leg out. And respect to some of the hosts, are trying to bang on him. But, I mean, their whole mentality is you're not good enough to win correct. You're not good enough to win on your own merit. For the fan base that didn't show up for their team for the last 30 years, to come out here and act like this golden boy is going to do something for them, you just brought up, we shut down the best statistical quarterback in the league this year. And then we shut down the most mobile quarterback in the league this year. You put them both together, and that's an L for the Washington Commanders. I have never been more confident, because if I'm upset about it, I know the team's upset about it. And they got a quarterback that's mobile, too. So if you want to come out here and talk about hitting somebody, well, the hitting goes both ways. These refs better have their eyes on a swivel because they're trying to load this box. Gil's going to do what's the game plan? The game plan is attack, adapt, attack. That's all it is. Run the ball. We do it the best in the league. I'm not worried about nothing. Those guys seem dinged up. They're playing on Sunday. I don't care what happens. Raising hell? Okay, they need bail because Guantanamo Bay's about to put them in jail. I'm so sick that doesn't hear about these Commodores and these punks that ain't never had nothing, never been nothing, never did nothing. That's why I mean all their success is on VHS. You know what I'm saying? Ain't none of them got VCR systems. They don't know about no Super Bowl, and they don't deserve to go, and they're not going. The road to victory goes to Philadelphia. You guys have a great day. I'm not worried about a mammy jammy thing. Go back!
There he is, Black Gritty there.
Mammy jammy.
With some confidence.
Out there ear hustling. Down there listening to the station.
Well, I'm not surprised. We crossed over with the guys in D.C. yesterday. They don't realize the cute story ends Sunday. It is a cute story. Six seed to the title game. But come on.
Yeah.
Four road games. I mean, this is where, like, this is the clock strikes midnight on Cinderella.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, you lost your glass slipper, girl. Is that what it is?
Yes. Well, midnight. Midnight strikes as the game kicks off.
Midnight. Back to life. Back to reality.
Yeah, in a way, they kind of remind me of you guys in 01 when you went to New Orleans. Not New Orleans, excuse me, St. Louis.
St. Louis?
Yeah, like you guys were on the up and up, right?
We were about to win that game until Troy got hurt. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
But you lost.
Yeah, but we were winning at the half.
I know. I mean, but that's where I think actually could be a similar game. What was the final score of that game?
I don't like that analogy. That hurt. That hurt a little bit.
But it means the Eagles are the winner, the home team. Hey, I didn't mean to hurt you on that one.
That hurt a little bit. No, but you're right, though.
The young quarterback.
Man, that would have been a great story if we could have beat them. And you know what the sad part about it was? Because when you brought it up, the algorithm.
Oh, I was watching the highlights the other night.
Oh, man.
You got close to Warner a couple times.
It showed the last play.
Yeah, picked by Donovan.
It wasn't his fault, man. I'm not about to sit here and say Donovan threw.
I mean, the defense, they give him the ball back twice.
We in it for a penny and 4 pounds.
Yeah, I hear that. All right, 215-592. I'm just saying, you guys gave him the ball back twice with 4 minutes to go. All right, 215-592-9494. Championship week, version of Guess the Takes coming up. What will everyone be talking about after this week's games? Your phone calls. Well, it's a gut feeling Friday. We are live today at McGurk's in Royersford. The fight for February rally in Royersford. Come on out. Let's talk Eagles. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Show live today. Listen to this. Oh, it's a great crowd. Welcome back. We are live today at McGurk's in Horsham, our rally in Royersford. What's up? Q, we've been to all the McGurk's, Horsham and Fort Washington. This is our first time here. This place is awesome, Hugh. This is one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, and they're pretty rowdy. This crowd is really, really rowdy,
See,
man.
See, they're ready.
They're loud and boisterous.
I know it's only Friday. It feels like Sunday. It feels like we are in game day mode here as the Eagles get set for the NFC Championship game. All right, we'll find out shortly here if Cam Jurgens is on the practice field for the Eagles. Same thing with Dallas Goedert. Hugh, what'd you make of Sirianni saying they're progressing?
It's just playing, being coy. Like I said, if they're able to play, they're going to play. There's no doubt in my mind. They're going to play if they're able to play.
So, you know, so a couple things about today. We'll find out if they practice at all. And then they have to get – the NFL makes you give them a game designation today. So there's three – if you're injured at all, there's three designations, right? You're either questionable, which typically means you're going to play. You're doubtful, which means you're probably not going to play. That was Zay Flowers last week for the Ravens. He was doubtful he didn't play. And then you're out. Hugh, if I had a guess, I don't think they're going to list either of them as out, right? They're going to, I don't think they would take that and just give the Commanders that information on a Friday.
Nah.
So they'll be questionable or they'll be doubtful. We'll find out in the next couple hours. We'll get a report as well. And as soon as we hear if they're on the practice field today, we will let you know. All right, 215-592-9494. Gut feeling on this huge football Friday. Eagles win close, Eagles win big, or deep down, are you scared? It's okay to say it. Kyle came in that way today.
I'm scared. Didn't Rocky tell his wife he was scared? I'm scared, Adrian.
Listen, even Rock admitted he was scared, too. I mean, at some point, everyone gets scared. It happens.
Yeah, I mean, it does, but not this weekend.
Not for you. For some people out there, there might be some nerves out there. All right, 215-592. I mean, 20% of our poll said deep down they're scared. So a lot of people obviously have some nerves building up as we get close to this game. But my gut feeling is they're going to win. And they're going to win on a big Saquon run in the fourth quarter of this game. All right, speaking of Saquon, Hugh, the idea of a team loading the box against the Eagles and playing eight men in the box, it sounds like a way maybe that you could take Saquon away or limit him.
Yeah, that's the premise.
But,
that's the game plan.
But it also could lead to some big plays. Let's hear Get Up talking about the idea of the Commanders trying to load the box against Saquon.
More likely to have explosive runs when a team is loading the box.
Yes.
But when it's Saquon Barkley, it's even more dangerous because we saw last week he'll set these blocks up.
It's something that
Jeff and I have talked about a lot, that there are some running backs that you hand the ball to and they run to where the play is designed. There are some running backs who you hand the ball to and it's reminiscent of Le'Veon Bell, where he'll put his head in one hole.
Yes.
And then you move over there and then Jeff then has leverage. Then he'll come back to find the hole that he's then created. And then if you're all loading the box, one person gets out of the gap, you're already on the safety.
That's right.
Then, again, it's the safety in open field, and we've seen Saquon do it far too many times this season.
Yes, and that's why I'm less worried about the Philadelphia Eagles pass game.
Right.
Because they're so special in the run game. And if a team decides to overcommit to stop the run, you are leaving A.J. Brown one-on-one. And you say what you want about Jalen Hurts or any quarterback in the NFL – all of them can throw the ball effectively when you have one-on-one coverage and A.J. Brown.
And
think the Notre Dame-Ohio State game.
Right.
You're going to put that guy out there on an island on A.J. Brown, it's going to get ugly.
Like where your head is.
And a lot of...
Well, Hugh, this is why the Eagles' offense is so dangerous, because if you do one, you have the threat of the other. Now, the pass game has not been great lately, but if you stack the box, two things. One, he hits home runs against the eight-man box, because there's no other defense. Like, once he gets past that, the last run Sunday, right, his last big run, he bounced it out, and there was nobody left.
That's what he was talking about. Was that Dominique Foxworth?
Yes,
that was talking. He was talking. That's exactly what he's talking about, because that play was designed to hit up inside. And you saw when you have Saquon's angle, he bounced to the outside. The safety or somebody was going to come inside to fit and get that run fit. And when he bounced it outside, he had to come back outside to try to get Saquon. And then Saquon was off to the races. You're not about to arm tackle that man.
No.
And that's what he tried to do. And that's exactly what he's talking about. That's why in the run game, you have to stay committed to it. And you have to be able to pass efficient enough. I was about to screw that word up. Efficient enough to keep the defense honest. That's what this game is going to be. I know everybody's talking about Jalen Hurts throwing the ball down the field and everything. Jalen Hurts needs to throw the ball efficient enough to keep that defense guessing what they're going to do in certain situations. That's all he has to do.
Let's hear from Saquon this week talking about facing, you know, a loaded box against the Commanders.
It's a numbers game. When you load a box and you bring extra people into the box, it's a beautiful thing because it's hard to run and you got to be gap disciplined and wearing the right gaps. It's hard to run against, don't get me wrong, but I feel like myself as a back, being patient and having that home run speed, if you load a box and we get through, there's really no one back there.
I mean, Hugh, his combination of breakaway speed when he gets through the first level and the patience within the beginning of the run and the power, it's rare. I mean, he is a rare player.
And he's a home run hitter, man. We talk about his rare size and his speed, and he hasn't shown any signs of slowing down. And that's why I was so bullish this week when I said, listen, whatever this game calls for, you have to be willing to do as a player. That's why I said, Joe, if he has to carry the ball 50 times in this game today, so be it. Well, this weekend, so be it. You got 2 weeks to rest. You got 2 weeks to rest. I will do what I have to do to get you ready to play in the Super Bowl. But right now, all hands are on deck. And that's why I believe that if either one of those guys, you talk about Cam or Dallas, if they're functioning, if they're ready to go and it's a pain tolerance thing at that point, then they're going to play. If it's anything that could, like, structurally damage them for foreseeable future, then they're not going to play. But this is one of those games where you're like, hey, man, the hay is in the barn. This is what you live for. And this is what you've worked so hard for in all season, for this moment right here. All hands on deck.
So I was just, as you said it, that he hasn't slowed down here before we go back to the phone lines. I just did some quick math. It's amazing how he still looks this fresh.
Yeah.
Do you know how many touches he now is up to this season?
Like 425?
435.
Well, look at me.
You were close. The wildest part is, if you just play it out, if we got two more games, you could easily see him approaching 500 touches. Yeah,
and you know what? He's not. If he does, he's not going to care. Because that's what this game is. Yeah. It's not going to care. Like I said, my coach Joe said, you could do anything for two games. You could fly a plane, and I don't even know how, for two games if you have
to.
No,
I don't know if you could do that.
I mean, that's just felt like being progressive in my thought process. I'm always wrestling or fighting something. So I just say, you know.
Flying a plane. That's a little dangerous. All right, we got some news here, Kyle. Is Cam Jurgens at practice?
Yeah, he's practicing today. He's out there.
All right, that's big news. Cam Jurgens out of practice today.
He just needed a day.
Yeah, well, he needed two. He didn't practice Wednesday either.
Well, you know what's going to happen? I'm telling you what's going to happen. Dr. Bombay going to come holler at him on Sunday. He'll be all right.
He might have brought him today. So Cam Jurgens is out of practice today with a helmet in hand. That is good news for the Philadelphia Eagles. Back to the phone lines here. Tom in Middleton. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, Tom, what's up?
Listen, I've got a Rocky analogy and a game plan.
Okay, right, I like those. Go ahead.
The Rocky analogy I have is the original Rocky, when he starts training in the meat room and he's hitting that side of beef, he doesn't start drawing blood on his hands until he hits it for a while. I think we got to go out right from the gate and be physical, and by the end of the middle of the second quarter, the Redskins could be bleeding by then.
So they'll be like that dangling meat in the freezer, just like the blood on Rocky's hands.
I don't think they're going to go quietly into the night.
That blood didn't come right away. It took consistent pounding.
It's like the run game. You got to keep going. You got to keep pounding in the run game.
The run game, and then also, too, we've got two big receivers, and I didn't even know about Goddard like possibly being injured, but he was part of my game plan.
Goddard's always banged up, so we don't react as much to him because it feels like every week. But go ahead, what's your game plan, Tom?
Okay. All right, if Jalen's going to be like maybe hobbled, I don't know if he is or not, but you keep the short passing game, quick releases. You could throw 7-8 yard passes to A.J. Brown on a slant or to Goddard, and they're going to get gashed. They're going to get yards after the catch. So just keep moving the sticks, and then eventually, after we do that, and then a dose of Saquon, then Smith is going to be open late in the game for a long one, by surprise. So I'm telling you, we if you do the 1-2 on these deep people and just beat them up early, just keep moving the stick, keep the ball out of their hands.
Yep.
And then another thing that I don't want to see is I want our defense to be aggressive, but now you got Jaden Daniels kind of becoming the face of the NFL. He might start getting like cheap calls. So I want to be aggressive.
Yeah, it's got to be controlled aggression, Tom. I want to hit him, too. And if he runs, we'll put bodies, you know, hit him. But you gotta be smart about it. I mean, Tom, I agree with that. And I got good phone call to him. I like the Goddard call. Goddard's been, for really his whole career with the Eagles, he's been pretty consistently good in the playoffs.
Like, yeah.
You go look at his games, 4 or 5 catches almost every time. I think he had the most receiving yards last Sunday. He's pretty consistent in the postseason.
Yeah, it's all hands on deck, man. It's everybody's going to have to contribute in their own way. You know, if it's blocking, you know, catching balls or whatever it is, tackling people, I mean, everybody's going to have their contribution this Sunday.
Well, it is. And look, the Commanders probably have better corners than they used to in the past. They have Lattimore now. They have a rookie. They play a lot. So it's not as easy for our receivers to dominate like it was 2 years ago.
Yeah,
they can. But Goddard might be the X factor in the past game. You know, he was last week. Josh in Wilmington. What's up, Josh?
Yo, guys. What's happening?
Hey, Josh.
Oh, man. You know, I'm just saying to Kyle, he asked me how am I feeling, and I was like, man, I'm happy. You know? Like, this is the greatest feeling to have, right? And the where I went with this today, like, I just thought about the roller coaster of emotions we've been on since the beginning of the season to where we are now. Like, an awful lot of Jillio yelling and screaming every day at the beginning of the season. It was almost like, oh my God, yelling. And then Hugh, I mean,
trying to fire the coach, all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and we've watched Nick Sirianni, like, you know, he congestion-riddled pressers all the way through to when he shaved his head, and then he pivots and becomes everyone's favorite coach, at, like, overnight. I mean, how remarkable some of the stories have been, and then our narratives tied into them all. Like, I mean, come on, Hugh, you got to rock a green beard.
It's been a roller coaster.
You made your take. After you made your take, turned into the Terminator. I mean, it's been awesome. Awesome.
And Josh, it has been a wild roller coaster ride since September. This thing started in Brazil, and then 2-2, and then, you know, they've been fired since then, and the quarterback up and down. It's been and the crazy part is they're one step away from the Super Bowl now.
Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, so
your phone is garbage.
Put a bow on it, right? I'm with Hugh, and Hugh's been pretty on point with this is the playoffs, right? I mean, this is the playoffs. So a blowout, no chance, Jim Nance. However, I mean, I'm looking 4 or 5 point victory. Sure, that's awesome. You know, but we're at home. We could beat the crap out of these guys. We'll push them all over the field. It's just a matter of, you know, playing some mistake-free and imposing our will. And we will, right? I mean, it's what we've done all season. And I'm stoked to watch this defense just go out there and take control of the up-and-coming quarterback in a division because that's what the better team does.
I'm glad you mentioned the defense. Josh, you're right about that. And Hugh, we had a discussion in December. Where does this defense rank of the greatest Eagles defense of all time? If they finish this by shutting down Jaden Daniels and then whoever it is, right, Allen or Mahomes, I mean, it's there. It's right there. How do you put anything over it?
Oh, no, they'll be talked about if they finish this thing finish it out.
And they got to finish about, against two big quarterbacks.
Yeah, they'll be talked about, like, along with those great defenses, the Buddy Ryan defenses
but
and
better,
stuff like
because
that.
Because those teams didn't win playoff
games. Yeah, they didn't win anything. Yeah. So, yeah, no disrespect to Seth and those guys that played, but that's what you're talking about. You go from worst to first in one season.
Yep.
That's pretty significant, man, because even in my guesstimation about how this defense was going to play, never thought that they would be in the position that they're in now.
Nobody did.
And it took, and if you're being honest about it, it took you to at least week 13 or 14 to really start giving this defense their props. Think about that for a minute. The way this defense had been playing all season long, you really didn't start here. You didn't really hear people talking about them as a deciding factor nationally until late in the season.
So I think it was two things. One, the first 4 weeks were bad, right? So that was, and last year was bad. So I think when people looked at the overall numbers, you had a mix in the bad with the good. You're right. It took until November for us to be like, wait a second.
Because not a heralded defense. When you talk about outside of Jalen Carter being in his second season, it wasn't a heralded defense. You didn't have a whole lot of name brand players on that side. You know, you had Slay and guys like that.
But he's older, yeah.
Yeah, a little older. You know, you had the young rookies and everything, but they emerged. You have Zach Bond that came out of nowhere. and he's been a stalwart player for this team. And then, you know, the history of us in the linebacker spot, for him to be the catalyst, if you will, on the side of that side of the ball and playing the way he's playing, it's pretty big, man.
You know when it started to click in for me was that Bengal game when they really did a number on Burrow.
Yeah.
And then I think the one that really cemented it was the Ravens game, right? They went to Baltimore.
That was impressive.
And they held Lamar down. I was like, whoa.
It was impressive for me when that whole third quarter they were out there on the field, and I had a friend of mine text me. He's like, damn. The Baltimore Ravens had the ball for them the whole third quarter.
They didn't score.
And didn't score. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I was like, you're right. And then I started looking at them differently. I'm like, damn, they don't even look tired. That's why it's funny when people say, well, you're putting too much stress on the defense, and the offense needs to pull their weight.
Well, they do. They do.
I mean, they do, but hell, if it don't happen, I'm not worried about this defense.
Well, so it's one thing to do it so far. They're going to have to beat, and you could say what you want about Daniels, rookie, whatever. To beat Mahomes or Allen.
Oh, no, you're going to need more.
Offense is going to have to show up.
This defense stood on his ear, man.
Of course. They've been incredible. Let's go to Black Gritty, who's up on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Hey, guys. So this Friday, I'm not even hyped. I'm super angry. Made the mistake of trying to listen to Commander's radio. It's trash panda season down there.
What are they doing down there?
So many callers are calling about this going after Jalen's knee and taking his leg out. And respect to some of the hosts are trying to bang on him. But, I mean, their whole mentality is you're not good enough to win correct. You're not good enough to win on your own merit. For the fan base that didn't show up for their team for the last 30 years, to come out here and act like this golden boy is going to do something for them, you just brought up. We shut down the best statistical quarterback in the league this year. And then we shut down the most mobile quarterback in the league this year. You put them both together, and that's an L for the Washington Commanders. I have never been more confident, because if I'm upset about it, I know the team's upset about it. And they got a quarterback that's mobile, too. So if you want to come out here and talk about hitting somebody, well, the hitting goes both ways. These refs better have their eyes on a swivel because they're trying to load this box. Gil's going to do what's the game plan? The game plan is attack, adapt, attack. That's all it is. Run the ball. We do it the best in the league. I'm not worried about nothing. Those guys seem dinged up. They're playing on Sunday. I don't care what happens. Raising hell? Okay, they need bail because Guantanamo Bay's about to put them in jail. I'm so sick of nothing hearing about these Commodores and these punks that ain't never had nothing, never been nothing, never did nothing. That's why I mean all their success is on VHS. You know what I'm saying? Ain't none of them got VCR systems. They don't know no Super Bowl, and they don't deserve to go, and they're not going. The road to victory goes to Philadelphia. You guys have a great day. I'm not worried about a mammy jammy thing. Go back!
There he is, Black Gritty there.
Mammy jammy.
With some confidence.
Out there ear hustling. Down there listening to the station.
Well, I'm not surprised. We crossed over with the guys in D.C. yesterday. They don't realize the cute story ends Sunday.
It's cute.
It is a cute story. Six seeds to the title game. But come on.
Yeah.
Four road games. I mean, this is where, like, this is the clock strikes midnight on Cinderella.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, you lost your glass slipper, girl. Is that what it is?
Yes. Well, midnight. Midnight strikes as the game kicks off.
Midnight. Back to life. Back to reality.
Yeah, in a way, they kind of remind me of you guys in 2001 when you went to New Orleans. Not New Orleans, excuse me, St. Louis.
St. Louis?
Yeah, like you guys were on the up and up, right?
We was about to win that game until Troy got hurt. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
But you lost.
Yeah, but we were winning at the half.
I know. I mean, but that's where I think actually could be a similar game. What was the final score of that game?
I don't like that analogy. That hurt. That hurt a little bit.
But it means the Eagles are the winner, the home team. Hey, I didn't mean to hurt you on that one.
That hurt a little bit. No, but you're right, though.
The young quarterback.
Man, that would have been a great story if we could have beat them. And you know what the sad part about it was? Because when you brought it up, the algorithm.
Oh, I was watching the highlights the other night.
Oh, man.
You got close to Warner a couple times.
It showed the last play.
Yeah, picked by Donovan.
It wasn't his fault, man. I'm not about to sit here and say Donovan threw.
I mean, the defense, they gave him the ball back twice.
We in it for a penny and 4 pounds.
Yeah, I hear that. All right, 215-592. I'm just saying, you guys gave him the ball back twice with 4 minutes to go. All right, 215-592-9494. Championship week, guess the version of Guess the Takes coming up. What will everyone be talking about after this week's games? Your phone calls. Well, it's a gut feeling Friday. We are live today at McGurk's in Royersford. The fight for February rally in Royersford. Come on out. Let's talk Eagles. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.